can't tell you. I've
never seen that. Can you, like, do you have to order the sauces from them, or is it just, like, free go? Because I usually put them in counters. I usually get, like, whole chicken.
Oh, can you get sauce with the chicken?
Or, like, do you have to, like, order the sauces, or is it just, like, out there for you to take?
Oh, no. No. It's... They have, like, ketchup and hot sauce out in the front, but if you want sauce, you have to, you gotta order it. Yeah. They're not giving that away. It's like Chick-fil-A when they...
Now I kind of want tenders.
Their tenders are solid.
They're solid. Really big.
Mm-hmm.
Same coating as the regular chicken.
Yeah.
I don't need fried chicken right now. I probably shouldn't.
It's delicious. I know, but yeah, but some chicken tenders at some places are, like, just all breading. But, like, yeah. Royal Farms ones are, like, no, a Royal lot Farms of meat. Like, I got three of them, and I was full.
Oh, yeah. You don't need more than three. No, they had the five options, which is tempting sometimes.
It's very tempting. Yeah, three. Three is good.
All right, so we're back at it. It is the Threat Lads podcast. I'm Justin Dorsey with my partner, as always, my buddy, my friend, my pal, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing today, Kevin?
Doing well.
That's
bitch.
Freaking fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. It's been a week since I've seen you.
Yes.
Lots of stuff, different things going on. Oh, thank you for listening.
Thank you all.
Make sure to rate, review us on Apple, iTunes, or whatever. We're on Spotify.
Google Play. Pretty much anywhere podcasts
are sold.
Yep.
And yeah, please refer us to your friends.
Threadlads.
Everybody. We really appreciate all the support. So you know what today is. Today is the 19th, right?
Today is the 19th.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what that means. It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr.
Yeah, which I'm not going to do.
See, arr.
At home. Arr.
Arr. It's talk like a... I've got a snake in my eye.
I do some very well done impressions. Pirate is not one of them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well,
it could be like a Jack Sparrow pirate, where he's like, I'm commandeering the ship.
I'm commandeering the ship. Sounds accurate. But in, I guess, support of the day or whatever, I got some pirate jokes for you. Obviously, what is a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
One would think, but his true love is always the C.
Oh my gosh. I feel like that's just what you say if someone says R.
Let me look at this thing. Why don't pirates go to strip clubs?
Something to do with booty. They like booty better.
They already have all
the booty.
What's a horny pirate's worst nightmare?
Horny pirates. Smooth seas sailing.
A sunken chest with no booty. A lot of booty jokes and a lot of sea jokes. What do pirates and pimps have in common?
I don't know.
They both say yo-ho and walk with
them. That's so dumb.
What did the pirate say when his wooden leg got stuck in the freezer?
I don't know. R.
No, shiver me timbers.
Oh, dang it.
I'm looking at like this list. A lot. It's very heavy on sea jokes. What did the pirate with cardiovascular disease yell in his death throes? What?
Oh, I don't know.
Arr, me hearty.
That's so stupid.
Alright.
Me hearty.
I think I'm done with the pirate jokes. But
happy National Talk Like a Pirate Day, everybody, everyone.
I hope you celebrated the day to its utmost potential.
Yes.
Who comes up with these fucking holidays? Why is every day a thing?
There's only a couple good ones. Like,
what are good ones?
Like National Puppy Day, because then everyone posts pictures of their dogs on Instagram.
Yeah, is that great though?
I enjoy
that shit. People do that shit every day anyway.
I enjoy it, and then
it's
like
just another excuse for people to put
National Left-Handers Day is a good one because I'm left-handed.
Yeah,
I don't follow that. That's like the only good ones, really.
Yeah, there's like
National like Sibling Day is
yeah
Friend Day or whatever.
National Secretary's Day.
I bet there's a National Podcasters Day.
There probably is. We not should. That there's not enough fucking podcasts out there, but thank you for listening to this one.
Yes, thank you. Look at you.
So you got a new job.
I did.
You just started this week.
I did. All I started on Monday.
How's that going? What are you doing again? You're.
I don't want to get too into it, but I work in IT for a company.
I don't want to get into it. IT, like, what, do you work for the CIA or something?
No, it's just, you know.
Oh. Is anybody from your...
And we don't know that. It's a worldwide podcast. Yes, I started a new job.
Have you told anybody about the podcast that you're working?
I have not yet, because I don't know anyone well enough yet to tell them.
What a great way to strike.
I don't know if I want people to learn about me from the podcast. I think I should... Not that I'm different on the podcast.
You don't want people to that you work with to know you? Is that what you're saying?
I don't want them to know all about me. Do you keep a work persona and a home, like a friend persona?
No.
Yeah, well, I don't like curse. Well, I mean,
we curse a lot at work.
Oh, well, so you have a different work environment than I do.
I mean, like, I drink at work. And,
well, I used to work in schools, though.
All used to. Keyword.
Yeah, like phrase. A week ago, I was working in elementary school.
So you have a work persona?
Not a persona, but like I'm more like toned down, I would say. Well, like, I'm not going to be like, I'm doing great, bitch, at work.
Do you say that shit right?
I'm going to go piss out this fat penis.
Wow.
But,
I hope you don't say
that. I don't, that's what
don't
I'm saying.
Don't say that around me.
But anyway.
That's not what you're, whatever.
So, you know, it's just like you kind of forget those, like, new job type things that happen.
It's always weird starting a new job.
You got to navigate around. You don't know, because there's the rules, and then there's, like, because it's one thing, you know, you got to kind of learn everyone's system, but then you kind of got to learn everyone's, like, unspoken rule type thing, too. You know, everyone's got a routine already because everyone's been there for a while.
Yeah,
so you got to kind of work around that. You know, I don't want to have to, like, do too, you know, too much, too little. You got to have that work. And then
You don't want to be stepping into Karen's space. You don't want to be...
Then there's always that weird stuff, too. Karen. Like one of the women in the office, her husband had like a medical condition or something, and they were all signing a card, and it was like the card. I'm like, it's like, I don't want to sign the card. If you just walked past me, I would have been like, oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Did you sign the card?
Because they were like, sign the card for, and I was like, oh God, I haven't even met this person yet.
Wow.
Cause they've been out since I started.
Obviously.
Yeah. So I'm like,
that's weird. Yeah. So I'm just that's like, a weird predicament to go.
It's a tough one, but I get it, because that person didn't want to ignore me, I guess, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like at the same time, I wanted them to be like, just, you know, keep going.
And I mean, it's not like they would even know. They look at the card, they're like, who's Kevin?
I know. I can't be like,
what did you put?
I just said
congrats, exclamation point.
I put the most face. Generic, you know, get well soon, best, you know.
Oh yeah,
speedy recovery. Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, if it was like someone I was comfortable with, I would have been like, I'm not going
to
sign
this. Did they press upon you to be like, hey, come on, sign it. Just sign it.
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yeah, they came up to me with the card. And like,
people don't do that. That's weird. You're making somebody feel uncomfortable. Obviously, it's your third day. You don't even know this person. Why should you be signing a card for her sick husband?
Yeah, you know. Oh, but I did, and I hope they do get better. But it's just it's one of those things.
Well,
it's like, luckily, I don't think...
At least you'll have a conversation starter when she comes back to work.
So I think in my past 5 years, I've had 3 different jobs in the past 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Every single one of them I started like in the summer-ish time, except for this one's like fall. But I was going to say it would probably be start...
Actually still summer, but we don't have to get into
No, you're right. Specific. You're right. It is still... Okay, so yeah, all summer. I started them all in the summer, but like... It'd probably be like starting a job right before the holiday party or something.
Right.
That'd be weird.
I mean, it depends on how dope the holiday party was.
True, because you just bring a date and then just
and
like.
Then you get to meet people all around.
Yeah, yeah, I'd probably be better then because you're just drinking, like, hey, and it's like, oh, hey.
In like a loose setting.
Yeah.
And actually, like, be friendly with people and get to know people and stuff like that.
Real loose. Or, okay, maybe it'd be like if there was a holiday bonus and they're handing out holiday bonuses and you started like 2 days before.
Then you get a bonus.
You get like 50 cents. It's like they base it on whatever. I don't know. That's never happened to me, so I don't know.
Any like weird people that you work with that you can tell already?
I don't think so. Like, it doesn't seem like it. Everyone seems pretty down to earth, like normal-ish, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, yeah,
I mean, it's so IT, far. Everyone's kind of like
kinda weird.
Everyone's kind of already like.
A lot of conversation going on in there. Like, are you working in like some sort of large area where everybody's kind of like...
Yes, it's an open workspace.
It's an open workspace.
Which is...
You don't sound super pumped about
that's
it.
That's because everyone thought that that was like the thing to do, I feel like. But it's so not the thing to... But anyway, whatever. It's fine. I like...
Wait, so you don't like open workspaces?
Not only is it an open workspace, it's like an open workspace and then you see like it's all glass. So like it looks really cool because it's like... Like the tech, the IT room, so they have those like giant monitors up on the room that display nothing, and then like basically screensavers. So it's but it's
for real.
Yeah, so it's
stock.
Like
no stock.
It's like
stocks running around.
No, it's like a map of Maryland and like map of the tri-state area where they have a lot of like business stuff going on.
There's offices. Nothing like of any value on this TV.
But it looks cool when you walk by it, and then it's like
get them to throw on some like ESPN.
No, we can't. I would. Well, I'm not. Third day is a little early to be asking about that. True. Anyway, I like it though. I mean, it's cool. It's just
like when,
it's an adjustment.
It's like your first day in jail though. You didn't know, beat up the, you, like just knock somebody the fuck out. Then you set your claim.
I don't need to do that. That is not necessary.
Come in.
It's not necessary. Like there's a fitness center in there though. I found out. Yeah, fitness center. It's a green building. So there's a lot of things I don't agree with, like low flow toilets. But aside from that,
you
I
don't
do.
Agree with low flow toilets. Like,
that's the one place we should be spending water because that's we need that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of places like should just have. I mean, the new toilet options where it's like flush regulated. You know.
Oh yeah, I like those
and stuff like that.
But it's bad if you hit the wrong. Where it has like the two buttons, like the pee button and the poo button, or number one button, number two. But if you accidentally hit the number two button, then it doesn't let you flush for like 3 minutes.
Wait, what the fuck toilets are those?
That's what they had when I worked at Johns Hopkins. They had.
I've never seen one of those.
Oh yeah, kind of fucked up. Had two buttons on it. One was like for yellow, and the other one was not. And like you would hit the yellow one, but if you're like,
it's okay. Everybody pees out there. They know what you're talking
so
about.
So if you're taking, if you're like taking a giant dump or whatever, and then you and you hit the number two button, you better make sure you're done. You better make sure you're done because Jesus you can't hit Christ. That second button and the. Yellow button's very weak because it's not meant for solids.
Well, obviously.
So
it's the small button.
You got to be careful.
That's fucked up that
they
don't allow for that reflush.
It's like a water. Well, it allows for reflush.
Just 3 minutes, so you just would have to.
It's not 3 minutes. It's probably like between 1.5 and 2 minutes. It feels like a long time.
With your pants around your ankles.
Also, didn't I show you the picture of? Remember, I sent that picture. I'll post this up on the Instagram. Of the gap that were in those bathroom doors when I worked at Johns Hopkins.
Yeah,
you could just see.
As clear as day, see through. That's messed up.
I've got that favorited.
I'm a big proponent of stalls that, like, the median or barrier or whatever goes, like, basically all the way to the floor.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Big fan of those.
Big fan of that.
Also, closed spaces where the door is. I don't want to, like...
It can't be that hard
because
to get
it. It's impossible. Like, if you're sitting on the toilet or you're coming into the bathroom and, like, if somebody's, like, on the toilet or whatever, if it's see-throughable through those cracks, like, you can't not look and you always, like, make eye contact.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially if someone's up there washing their hands and they glance in the mirror and you make that weird.
Yeah, like, I don't know the designings that go into that type of shit.
I went to one bathroom and they had this, like... strip like that rubber strip to completely seal the gap so there was no gap.
What fucks with that?
This cannot be hard to implement on bathrooms. Like, no,
it's not hard, or one would think.
One would think.
Never actually installed any sort of bathroom situation, but just tighten up the spaces.
Just tighten it up.
I don't really understand why
tighten it up
they whatever design is being like installed there, like why it would call for like a 2-inch space between the things.
I don't get it.
I don't fuck with that. That actually happened to me the other day. I was at a restaurant, and I go into the bathroom, and I guess one of the employees was just, like, on the toilet. Naturally, as soon as I walk in, our eyes just lock.
It's
impossible.
It is.
That shit not to happen. But I'm kind of a sucker like that. Well, like, it's impossible not to, like, just have your eyes drawn.
Well, yeah, because, you hear something, and they flick
you
over. They flick over.
Splash.
I don't know why it's such an uncomfortable thing. It shouldn't even be that uncomfortable.
What, watching someone shit?
No, just shitting in general. Oh. Watching someone shit. That should be, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's even worse is that you look up and someone's just been staring at you. You can totally tell, too, when it's like,
Well, taking a shit isn't uncomfortable.
No, it's very comfortable. It's
a private thing.
It is private.
It's time to be alone with your thoughts or your phone, really. Which actually has probably changed how people think over the course of, like, you know, the past 15 years.
Where yeah.
Everybody's now on their phone, basically.
Yeah.
When they're on the toilet, where it used to just, like, you know, you just sat and you thought and you contemplated. And you theorized and you philosophized on life. And I feel like a lot of people might have gotten a little bit more done back in those days when they were thinking, you know, spend some solid time on the toilet.
I spent some solid time on the toilet. But Dr. Drew said that's a bad thing because of all the pressure. It leads to anal fissures.
Jesus Christ.
which takes...
I didn't realize we were turning down this road.
Which takes...
Anal fissures sounds like one of the worst things that can happen
It's
to
a
you.
Tear.
I can figure out what the fuck it is.
It takes 6 weeks to heal. And he said there's like... There's really no way... Like, there's nothing you can do about it.
Can't
it just
stop shitting.
Yeah. It just has to heal. And like...
Jesus fucking Christ.
6 weeks.
But yeah, I mean, how long do you spend on the toilet? Like, I'm usually pretty quick.
Are you in and out? You don't enjoy it. You don't get that second wave then. You're not even giving it enough time.
Mm. I don't necessarily know that I like where this conversation is headed.
We can move on.
I don't know where to go from
there. I'll just say it's usually until my legs start falling asleep.
That's not good.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be...
Not anymore.
Anything.
Not anymore since...
If you have good fiber, like, you shouldn't need to be on the toilet that long.
No, but it's not about that. It's a relaxation thing. And the second wave comes.
You can't relax on your couch.
I don't do it
is
anymore.
It's more relaxing than sitting on your couch.
Look, you know, we can argue about this till the crows come home or whatever.
Crows come home.
All I'm saying is that I don't do it anymore because Dr. Drew and scared me with the anal fissures. So that's not a thing.
Yeah, we don't want that having to happen. On this... The day before your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Turning the big 29.
Big 29.
On September 20th.
Last day.
Is it the last day of summer?
Oh, I think it is. I was going to say the last year of my
20s. Yeah, last year
20s.
Of your 20s.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I don't feel great about it, I have to say. Like, the past couple birthdays have really not meant anything to me because it's just like, you know, whatever. But this one's going to hit, not this one, but... This year is going to hit me hard when I hit that 3-0, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's going to be like,
27 hit me kind of hard because I was like, I'm not in my mid-20s anymore.
Yeah, that's the first reminder. Yeah, he's now officially in the late 20s. And now I keep getting older, and I'm like, and this especially hit me last year when I was working in the elementary schools, and I was like, you know, I don't feel old. I don't feel that old. And it's like, oh, the kids will probably, and I was working in the middle schools too, I'm like, oh, the kids will think I'm cool, but the kids don't think, teenagers don't think, late, they just think you're old as fuck at late 20s. It's like,
yeah, they don't do fuck.
There's like that little gap where they think like older teenage, like late teenagers, like 19 are cool, and like maybe early 20s, and then you're just old as fuck
and then
after
you're
that.
Just like old to like, yeah,
I'm like, wow,
and yeah, you're just like an old as fuck person.
I know, just old as just, shit,
yeah, and like, I know, just stuff just kind of hurts a little bit now, like, I have to get. Like a knee, not a brace, but like a sleeve for my knee, because when I play basketball, it just hurts.
Oh,
and then, yep. And then I just like hurt myself playing soccer. Like, I don't even know how last night, and then this morning I wake up and I just have this just searing pain in my ankle. I'm like,
yep.
Oh, awesome. So this is just what I have to look forward to the rest of my life.
Yeah,
stuff hurting for no fucking reason.
Yeah, that's
just my body breaking down.
Not only is it gonna hurt longer, it's just gonna. It's gonna linger, and then old stuff's gonna show up too.
What do you mean old stuff?
Like, I remember over the summer, this guy that used to work at my old job was talking about how, I forget how we even got on this conversation, and he was like, when you get to my age, he was an older guy, he's like, you don't even remember the stuff you did to yourself when you were younger. He's like, but when you get to my age, it all comes back.
Jeez.
And you remember. I was like, oh, God. Like, that sounds terrible.
Oh, my God.
But he could have just not taken care of himself at all.
I remember my one buddy was telling me how he was talking to one of his older teachers. And it was just super depressing.
Because
the older teacher is just like, Yeah, like literally every year goes by faster and faster.
Oh, no one wants to hear that.
I'm like, Jesus, man.
It is true though.
That's why you just gotta enjoy life.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Live it, get it in while you can.
I'm about to enjoy this Starbucks unlimited free birthday drink tomorrow. That's like my favorite thing.
Yeah, I didn't realize that that was a thing. I know, yep. Like Baskin Robbins, they'll give you free scoop.
I should hit that up.
Yeah, you should just get all the free shit that you can on birthdays.
Well, see, most of the places now...
What other places do that? I know Baskin Robbins. I'm just learning that Starbucks does that shit. 100%.
Yeah.
I would have hit that up on my birthday.
Well, most places, we got to make sure you have a Starbucks account because they send it, they load it onto your card.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why do all these
they used to mail.
Need an account? So do I have to like give them all this information and shit? That's what kept me from like.
You don't have a Starbucks account already?
Why would I have a Starbucks
account? So anyway, okay, I'm a gold member. I'm a gold member.
You said that to me like it's like having, I don't know, like.
So most of the places now, though.
License or something. He was like, what? You don't have that?
Like Starbucks just started, because last year. First they would start mailing you the coupon, and then they would start like sending you the coupon in the app like a week before your birthday. But now they got the email, and it was like it'll be available on the day of your birthday. But like a lot of other places, well, like Nintendo sent me a coupon off a video game for my birthday month, which I'm not gonna use because it's kind of whack, and all that's like digital titles. And then
no good titles. Did you look at all the titles?
Yeah, it was select digital titles, and there were none of the select ones were good.
Tetris.
No, I wish Tetris was on there. But and then places will do that, like, oh, 30% off or like 20% off for your birthday or whatever. But I don't use it. Starbucks is the best one, I think.
Right. Well, wait, you're a gold member?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Gold member means
you must go to Starbucks a lot.
No, you have to get.
Are you pumpkin spice bitch?
No, I get only. I get two different drinks at Starbucks. I get a. Oh no, I get three different drinks. I get a hot coffee, a hot coffee with espresso in it, or a cold
sweet.
Or a cold brew coffee.
So a hot coffee, another type of hot coffee,
or a cold brew coffee.
Cold coffee.
Yeah, that's all I get at Starbucks. But it's good. And I love that caffeine content. It's very high.
They do have a fucking strong caffeine content. I'm a big Americano guy.
Ooh!
Big Americano guy.
You know, I heard an interesting story about the origin of Americanos just recently, actually.
How interesting.
It was pretty interesting, actually. It was during World War II, and the U.S. troops in, I believe it was Italy, were over there. Oh, maybe it wasn't Italy. Somewhere in Europe. Yeah, somewhere in Europe. And they... mostly drink espresso over there. That's why I think it was Italy. But why would they be in...
It's not an important factor.
Anyway. And they mostly drink espresso over there. And American GI dudes were used to, like, cups of coffee. So they would pour... they would get their espresso and pour hot water into it to make it, like, a full drink. And then they started serving it that way and calling it an Americano. I thought that was quite interesting.
Originally. Like, I never knew why it was called Americano.
Yeah.
That's just my go-to.
I thought it was a cool story.
Because I like espresso, but I don't need a shot of espresso, and I don't always just want coffee. But I like the caffeine.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want just sip
it's
on it.
It's basically just a coffee.
Yeah, it's the same. It's really, I think it's the exact same, like content-wise.
Yeah, I just got that nice, deep, rich, like espresso-like taste.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's watered down quite heavily.
Yeah, but right, whatever. Let's take a break.
Justin is in the bathroom urinating. I will say that we are back after this break. We had some quite extensive technical difficulties, which just kind of makes sense because this entire day has been kind of full of technical difficulties. It's been really, really pretty crazy. I had a whole flat tire situation today, which we'll probably get into later on in the pod. But for now, we're just saying that if at any point in the past 24, 25 or so minutes you've heard strange audio, it's because Justin and I have constantly been dealing with this strange audio situation since the beginning, but we are working on it, actively working on it. Also, Justin ordered a vanilla Coke tonight, and it was kind of, I don't know how I feel about it, because vanilla Coke is kind of weird, like, I don't know, the whole thing is, whatever. It's about to come out of the bathroom, so I'm going to pause again. Quick break.
Okay. Well, that was interesting. Had a little weird stuff going on. I think Kevin just mentioned that. But to go into the full day of just shit happening, didn't you, like, blow a tire earlier or something like that?
I did. I got a flat tire today, which was pretty awful. I just want to say quickly right off the bat before I get into this story, fuck Mr. Tire. They're the worst store ever in the world.
All right, so cross that out as another person that we can't have sponsor us. Gotcha.
So yesterday I noticed I had like a slow leak. Like I definitely ran over a nail or something, you know? And my tire was pretty flat. And I was going to take it to the Royal Farms to put some more air into it because I couldn't get an appointment to a place till today. So I was going to take it to Mr. Tire or, you know, anywhere. I was going to take it to Royal Farms, I mean, at my lunch break yesterday. My tire was a little more flat than I'd like, but my new coworker was cool, and he has one of those sweet air pump machines that you plug into your, like, AC adapter in your car, and it puts air in your tire, which I definitely need to get. That thing is good for an emergency.
Yeah, everybody should probably have one.
That's a solid investment. It's quick. It took like just a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something everyone should probably look into. But so I used that. That was really cool. I got to Siri was recording us the whole time. That's weird. So I used it, got back home today. Everything was cool. My tire was like a little bit low this morning, as expected, because I knew I had some kind of slow leak.
Right.
So I get to work today, and my tire was like
done,
like low, like, yeah, it was not so slow of a leak anymore. Like it was low. So I made sure my appointment was good. Got my appointment with Mr. Tire today. Appointment was supposed to be at 5:30. They closed at 6 o'clock. Called and double checked at lunchtime to make sure. He's like, I just want to make sure, you know, that like, you're dropping the car off for like the day. Like we close at 6, so it's not gonna be done tonight. I was like, yeah, I know, obviously.
Just for a tire?
Yeah.
Oh wait, because you did it.
Yeah. So after work, my tire was real low. Borrowed the air pressure thing again from my coworker, filled it up, and drove there. Was driving. Was 1 mile away. 1 mile away from the Mr. Tire. And the tire popped and blew.
Oh, God.
And it was just like that rim on just gravel. Like,
yeah.
So I pulled over the car, obviously, and I was like, fuck. It was like 5:30. It was 5:25 when it happened. So I just like jumped out of my car to start putting the donut on. And I was like, I got to get this over to Mr. Tire. So I like, you know, got the wheel tire off, you know, whatever. It was fine. It took me like 20 minutes. I pulled into the Mr. Tire at 5:52. As I'm pulling out, there's a pickup truck leaving. I see this guy looking at me, but I didn't think anything of it. And then I walk up to the door of the Mr. Tire, and it was fucking closed.
That guy was working.
Yeah, he closed early. It wasn't even 6 o'clock yet. And all I was doing was dropping off my car. So I was like, God dang it. And I can't, because not like, I'd have
that,
to.
Fuck that. Yo,
I know.
I hate, that shit like pisses me off. He knew. He saw me coming into the thing. Nope. Been here too long.
Oh.
Although I feel like that's some shit you would do.
Not me. Not if I. Okay, I might leave early, but if I saw the person then
would
in the parking
you?
Lot,
I
yeah.
I don't know.
Because I'd be afraid of getting in trouble with my boss or something.
Oh, maybe he is the boss.
Better leave a shitty review.
Maybe he. Yeah. Let's get on fucking. What's the shit called?
Like Yelp or something.
Yelp.
I don't have a Yelp account.
Fuck Mr. Tire. Me neither.
I'll leave a Google review or something. I mean, it's one thing it's one thing if it was like I pulled up at 6:05 and the guy was pulling out. I understand, but because they closed, it was like 6:52. I mean, 5:52.
8 minutes before.
It was early. He was closing early, and he saw me. I knew because like after it happened, I was like, "Oh, that's why he was staring at me."
Donut on his fucking car.
So after that, I'm like pouring sweat, all greased up and like, you know, button down shirt and everything. Greased up. With my...
Do you have to grease up to change a tire?
I changed that tire. It's the fastest I've ever changed a tire before because I was trying to get there.
You know, there's a lot of people that just like don't know how to change a tire.
Everyone should know how to change a tire.
Who of you out there can't change a tire? Raise your hand.
Although I will say, like...
See, that's a lot of people.
Not everyone is capable of changing a tire. Like, I had to...
What do you mean?
Like, whenever I take the bolts off, I have to put my... Full, like, I have to put, like, my full weight
Sometimes, on I use my foot and have to, like...
I stood on
stand and you have to get it off.
So, like,
ideally, it's not supposed to do that, but you're supposed to, like, grease those up every so often.
Okay, so no one does that. No one does that shit.
But you... It's like a fundamental thing. You should know how to change a tire on your car.
You should at least have witnessed someone.
And there's a lot of like basic things that are easy to do on the truck, like change a battery.
Yeah.
For most cars, it's pretty easy.
Changing your oil.
Change your headlights.
That's not so easy in some cars.
Some cars it can be a little.
My old car,
my Corolla though, is like very easy. Toyota's is really easy, but like
my Civic.
Some people
not
are
easy.
Just out there like paying people to do this shit when they could just buy the stuff. Like literally save tons of money.
Yeah.
If you could just do a few like minor things in your car, I can like change my brake pads.
Mm-hmm. Oil change is very easy to do, but see, I'd rather pay for an oil change because I don't feel like doing like that, and I don't feel like dealing with the oil.
That's a convenience thing.
Yeah,
dealing with oil and shit—that's just like a whole fucking thing.
Plus, in my car, to change the oil filter, you have to take off the wheel, and I'm just not trying to do any of that. I'd rather just pay.
You have
someone.
To take off the wheel. To change
for the filter, you have to take off the passenger side wheel, which today would have been fine because that's the tire that blew, so I could have just done it all at one time.
All right. Well, so fuck Mr. Tire.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go to the Honda dealership and probably, you know, pay more money, but I have my keys all fucked up on my car anyway.
I hate going to, like, car places and stuff, too. Like, I know you're more of a car person than I am, but I don't really know shit about cars, and whenever I, like, go to, like, these places, I feel like I'm getting gypped.
They are.
And, like, I'm kind of, like, a sucker anyway. Like, I'm a big sucker. Like, I don't know. I've moved to this new house down the city, and I come home from work, and the exit that I always get off, there's always either homeless people begging for money or people trying to like do the squeegee to my
kids. Yeah.
Literally, no fail. I'm thinking about just going to a different exit.
Oh, the North Avenue exit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You get used to it. It's fine.
No, but, like, I feel like giving them money.
You're a sucker, dude.
I've been there.
You're a sucker.
Well, the kids with the squeegees, I always give money.
Yeah. Oh, what? I mean, I do sometimes.
Yeah, I always give the people with squeegees money.
I don't usually
homeless
have...
people, I don't necessarily always give
just
money to.
Just don't have any
but
money
I'm really
on you.
Bad. Well, I don't always.
I never have cash
but
on
I usually have. I usually have a couple ones, just like always.
Oh, then whatever. Give it to him.
I do.
So
but
there you go. What's
I
the problem?
I feel like... The problem is, if I calculate it up, like, let's
dude,
just say...
Dude, you need to keep using that exit. It's great. In the summertime, the guy puts up a big tent, and he sells, like, stuff you get at a fair. Sometimes there's a guy selling
because that's
bean
what
pies.
I need. I need those.
The bean pies.
I'm not supporting any fucking black Muslim bean
and
pies.
And then
sellers.
Sometimes you see some really dark stuff, like the drug addict pregnant woman. That's a bummer.
Yeah, that's a big bummer. I'm just avoiding all of it. I'm going to go to a different exit. But, like...
No, that's the fastest exit, though.
I know it's the fastest
exit.
Yeah,
so keep using that exit.
But I don't like... The pressure of feeling like I need to give these people money every
time.
You
just got to harden yourself to it.
Let's just say that's $2 a day.
No, or just don't give them $2 a day.
But I can't.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like a sucker when it comes to this type of stuff. I'm really bad at, like, I make eye contact, which I know I'm not supposed to do. I'm really bad at making eye contact with homeless people, and then they always get in conversations with me. Yeah. Like...
I don't do
like,
that.
Like, I was out on Friday, and, like, we're just walking through, like, this one, like, little area, and everybody's just, like, deadpan, like, just set forward, and there's this homeless guy, and everybody's just looking forward. It's like, no, sorry. And then I, like, look him into the eye. Mm-hmm. I look him in the eyes, and then he just rapped me. It's like, can you, like,
they know, too.
And
they
I'm
know
just
exactly.
like, fuck. And then I'm just, like, that type of person that I can't, like, walk away. And, like, be a dick to
you
can't them.
But you don't have to be a dick. Just be like, oh, sorry, I don't have anything on me. That's...
Yeah. Well, then you get those motherfuckers who you're like, I don't have anything on me. They're like, nah. Like, give you, like, shit.
I've been
give
questioned.
You, like, ugly, like...
You know that Safeway? I came out of that Safeway with groceries, and the guy was like, you know, can you give me a couple dollars? I was like, oh, sorry, man, I don't have anything on me. He's like, well, how'd you get those bags then? I was like, God damn, dude's really
like, yo, that shit pisses me the fuck off.
I was just like, I used my card. But
fuck
then it's
off.
Like, fuck.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
It's not your fucking, like, God. I couldn't even imagine. Like, that's why I'd be a terrible homeless person. I feel like I'd be
I wouldn't
fucking
be
miserable.
Person.
asking people for money and type stuff. Although I'm probably already fucking miserable being a drug addict and
I was gonna say
strung out and homeless.
Yeah, you might be better at it if you were on my last drug.
Yeah, my last limbs of life, yeah, basically. Probably
that North Avenue corner is aggressive though. Rachel and I have literally seen them fight over that corner.
Yeah, dude, that shit's a hot fucking corner.
Yeah.
And it just like I'm gonna go home tonight, and I would normally take that exit. I just don't think I want to go.
You don't have to take any exits to get. Oh yeah, you do. Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's no, I might. Way, I like honestly, I might just take. Well, yeah, it's the fastest way. I'm just gonna go down Falls all the way and go that back way.
Oh yeah, that back where it comes out,
and it comes out the right metro. By my house, basically.
Oh yeah, Secret Falls way. Or yeah. That's a roundabout way to go.
It's not a roundabout way. It's actually a pretty fucking direct.
You hit about a billion lights on that drive, though.
I hit 4.
You hit about a billion, and they are not. They are long lights too.
Yeah, well, see, this is what I'm saying. All of it's worth it, so I don't have to like confront the homeless people.
I remember how you felt. That.
I have like such a weird thing. About
I took that exit for about 3 or 4 years, and I remember feeling your feelings when I first lived there, but they go away.
Yeah.
Maybe not for you. I guess.
No,
they too don't. Much of a good heart.
In a abrupt transition of what we're talking about, apparently like earlier today, Sesame Street came out and said that Bert and Ernie are non-gendered, apparently. And this is coming off the heels of the person, like the creator of Bert and Ernie, said that they're a same-sex couple, basically living together. Which makes fucking sense and is probably a good role model for kids to have.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, that shit's in the world. You need exposure to that type of stuff. But then Sesame Street came out and be like, no, they're non-gendered. And I'm like, why? What's the fucking point of saying that? Like, are you really that afraid of, like, offending a few types of people despite, like, just denying what the fuck is going on in our world? Also, Bert and Ernie, come on.
I have a couple questions about this. One,
fucking guys' names.
Are kids watching Sesame Street still? Because I barely watch Sesame Street when I was a kid. It's on HBO now.
You barely watch Sesame Street when you were a kid? Oh my god.
Snuffleupagus gave me nightmares. Big Bird.
Snuffleupagus. Usually it's fucking
he was so weird.
Oscar the Grouch.
No, Oscar was cool.
Snuffleupagus is just like a fucking little heroin addict, like Mammoth.
I know. Everything was always sad on Sesame Street. Like, there was this episode I had on VHS tape as a kid.
You were watching it recently?
No, when I was a kid. And I still remember just like, because it was like, Big Bird is like looking for his family or is lost or something, and he turns blue because he's sad, and it made me cry as a kid. And Snuffleupagus is like over there being weird as fuck with that big schnoz thing, and I was just
he's not being weird as fuck.
The whole thing,
the whole thing freaked me out in the corner.
It freaked me out as a kid, and I started crying. I still remember that blue Big Bird because it was all sad. It was just depressing.
Does it still pull at your heartstrings?
I actually just thought about that for the first time in probably like 20 years with you mentioning Sesame Street.
Wow. All
right. Second question: Did they actually address this stuff on the show, like with the same or the gender?
Like, do they have Bert and Ernie making out?
No, I mean, just do they even talk about it, or is that just something they like tell the parents or whatever? Like, because if they never even talk about it on the show, who cares?
I mean, I don't think it fucking matters. They never bring it up. It's not like something that's addressed in the show. It's just these two dudes living together. It's almost like a Chandler Joey situation. But then the creator said that they were definitely like,
but dude,
the same-sex couple, and then Sesame Street's like, no, they're non-gendered, and it's like, well, what the fuck.
Dude, whatever. Sesame Street's into some shady shit. The dude who was playing Elmo was touching up kids for years.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Didn't that happen with the dude who was playing Barney, too?
Probably. I mean, you know, probably.
That's fucking sketchy.
But then Sesame Street always seems to be in some kind of controversy, too. Like the Katy Perry boob thing. And then.
Whoa. What Katy Perry boob thing?
You don't remember when
did her boobs come out?
No, they said that what she was wearing was too like provocative for the. Yeah, we'll bring that
really?
Up. Yeah, we'll pop that up.
Hold on, yeah, let's Google this real quick.
Then there was like a whole SNL skit about it too, because it wasn't even like.
Wait, there was an SNL skit about this Katy Perry thing?
Where they really made it very provocative.
All right.
See, this was.
Oh.
This isn't even.
That's not that.
Yeah.
That crazy. That's hot.
No, wait, and then.
But.
And then there's the.
Wait, there's more? There's other? Well,
then they did the SNL because it made such a big deal. Well, this was like back in 2011. Oh, yes. Word. we'll research that later. But like, you
know, Katy Perry.
This had to have been like, what's up? 2010. Yeah, this is about 2010. I remember okay. this. Yep. We'll leave that
about
up.
To, I'm about to like slide into Katy Perry's DMs.
Yeah.
What's up? Would you like a 28-year-old middling
who's injured
guy to support financially?
I don't know who she's dating.
I don't care who she's dating. It doesn't matter. Are you going to Google that right now?
Yeah. Orlando Bloom. What? I don't know about this.
Get the fuck out. Fuck off, Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, what the fuck? Talk about pirates. It is National Pirates Day, so...
It is National... Wait, what does Orlando Bloom have to do with pirates?
What? He was like... He was in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh!
Like, all the good ones.
Did you correct yourself from saying Caribbean?
I don't like saying Caribbean, because I don't say... I'm going, like, Caribbean.
What is the proper pronunciation?
I'm pretty sure it's Caribbean. Like, you go to the Caribbean.
Caribbean, yeah.
I don't think I... Although, that... One of my all-time favorite songs ever, Caribbean Queen, which is not the name of the song.
What the fuck is
What? Billy Ocean?
Oh, that's actually a dope song.
Yeah, that's an amazing song.
Don't play that right
now. We're going to listen to that on the next break. We're listening to that.
Should we listen to it right now?
Caribbean Queen?
All right, let's listen to Caribbean.
We're going to take a break and we're going to listen to this.
All right. And we are back. So it was just like announced today who is performing at the Super Bowl halftime show this year. A Maroon 5.
Boo.
Got the call. Are you not a big Maroon 5 fan?
No, I mean, that's fine. I'm cool. I was an old, like, old Maroon, like, those first couple albums. They did.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm a later fan of Maroon 5. Those first couple albums were, like, lame.
I disagree.
They've got, like, a funkiness to them.
No, now they're just poppy or whatever.
They were poppy the whole fucking time. They were a pop band.
Hey, whatever.
You mean that song, like, the crying, it the like, She's what? In the Rain?
Oh, yeah, wait, how did that song go?
I don't know.
Wait.
That song was fucking lame.
I think this is how it went. Caribbean Queen.
No, it wasn't. That's Billy Squire.
Billy Ocean.
Who the fuck's Billy Squire?
I have no idea who Billy Squire is.
Billy Squire is another person that makes music.
What was that song,
but, though? I see her on the corner, standing rain. That song's lame. What's a good song? Sugar. That song is fire. Sugar! So sweet! You got something on me! Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I'm glad we recorded that.
That's going. Hold up. I want to know.
It's a little bit out of my vocal range.
Songs About Jane, I think, was the album that was fantastic.
Never heard of it.
That was the album. You were singing a song from that album.
No, Sugar's Fire.
Yeah. Let's see here. Songs About Jane. Tracklist is... What the hell was that song? Oh, She Will Be Loved. Because she will be loved.
That song, bitch, you like that shit?
Bitch, she will be loved.
I like question the fuck out of your music.
Anyway, can we continue?
Really do.
Can we,
like, the more we've done this podcast, the more I've questioned.
In 2000.
What? You're talking about.
Question
like,
Billy Ocean. Jason, no, we just jammed out no, hard. No,
like
Billy
the,
Ocean.
Whatever Jason Aldean song you're singing.
What Jason Aldean song?
Whatever country song that was.
No.
Like, you were, like, fucking around with, like, a couple weeks ago. I'm trying to get me to talking go to Sunday about, in the fucking country.
Talking about sun.
You can't really sing these songs. We're not supposed to sing
well, any
I'm
singing
of these
only
songs.
Part of it. What the fuck is his name? I always want to say Keith Urban, but it's not him. Luke Bryan. Also, anyway, what
is
were
that
we
his fucking name?
What are we talking about with Maroon 5?
Oh, so, well, how do you feel about them being the half? I
kind of
am into it.
All the okay, there's only been like two halftime shows in the past like decade that I actually liked.
Really? Only two?
Yes. Really only one.
Well, actually, I think only two. Well,
the Bruno Mars one, like, 5 years ago was the best one, where he came out just jamming.
I was so, like, out on Bruno Mars until that happened.
Oh, that's the only halftime show I've, like, YouTubed later and watched, like, a bunch of times.
Yeah, well, the Prince one is sick.
Oh.
The Prince one. Yeah, that's way better. I remember I was at your house. To watch that up in Fink when you still live in Finksburg.
Oh, really?
We were like, it was when the Bears played
Indianapolis,
and like me and somebody else went up there. or whatever. But Prince did the halftime show. It was Prince like pouring rain. That one was sweet. Like right when it starts to rain, he just breaks out Purple Rain, and it's just pouring. And he's like, "Fuck it, I'm killing this shit."
That one was awesome.
And he just shredded.
That one was great. Yeah, they put the big shadow and he had his guitar out like it was a dick. Remember that?
I don't remember that I part remember that specifically. Part.
That was great. That was a great halftime show. Okay, so then the Bruno Mars one was sweet, and Left Shark, Katy Perry was like the next best one.
Katy Perry's was whatever.
That one was good.
The thing that literally made that whole goddamn halftime show was the sharks, the dancing sharks, and then everybody fucking fell in love.
I love those sharks.
I was a fan of.
I love those sharks.
And I like some Katy Perry songs. I just didn't think anything was that notable about the whole performance.
Well, seeing as how that's the only part I remember, I guess not. But the Bruno Mars, I remember I was with you.
Yeah, we were down in like DC or something.
Yeah, for the Bruno Mars one. And I remember everyone was just like silent during it. And everyone was like, oh, dang. Dude, like, he came out.
Like, I was just like, the only song I really knew about him at that point was like that one with the ukulele.
A billionaire.
It was fucking annoying.
I want to be a billionaire.
Fun, like,
so fucking
ukulele bad. And pop songs is my least favorite. Like, I fucking hate it. It's so corny and cheesy.
It was like Travis McCoy and Bruno Mars.
It doesn't matter.
But then Bruno Mars comes out
doing the sick drum solo. Then he's fucking dancing his ass off. Yeah. And I'm like, yo,
this guy
is a fucking performer. And I got so much respect for him after that shit. You know, one of the worst Super Bowl halftime performances was like when the Ravens, our first Super Bowl, was trash.
I think back in
2001 is Aerosmith, NSYNC, Britney Spears, and I think like Nelly or something.
Man.
And it's just like...
That's too much.
It was trash. I remember being trash. I was like 11 years old, and I remember at that time, like, this is trash.
I think now they kind of narrowed it down. Like, they'll mix the pop and like the rock, you know, or whatever, how... But I think last year was it only Lady Gaga?
No. Last year
was
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And it was fine.
I
like some
JT's.
JT's
yeah, because he's wearing those like camo shirt or whatever with the moose on it.
Yeah, and he had these like official like Jordans on that they put up for sale like immediately like right after that.
Oh, that's
cool. Pretty fire.
Selling to charity.
No, they like released. It was like to release the line, so he had like these Jordans on during it.
That's pretty awesome.
Like the next day, they were kind of fire. Actually, I didn't mind them. But there have been like some really bad Super Bowl halftime performances. Like, I mean, and like I'm looking at like this list and like just seeing how motherfuckers fell off. Like, there was obviously the 2004 one where everybody.
JT.
JT pulls out Janet Jackson. But, like, the main performer was Jessica Simpson of that one.
Oh, Jessica Simpson.
Does she still make music?
I didn't know she made music then. I thought she was an actress.
What has she ever acted in?
That movie, Dukes of Hazzard.
I think that came out after 2004. And that's, I think, the only movie she's ever been in.
Jessica Simpson.
She was a singer, right?
I don't know. I remember Ashley Simpson, her sister.
Didn't she get there's anything wrong with it, but didn't she get like really fat?
She did, and then she lost weight, I think, because that was like a big thing.
Nutrisystem,
but then she probably gained it back.
I don't know. I don't really care. She fell off.
I just remember because she had like one of the first reality shows back then too, but not first reality shows, but like her and Nick Lachey one.
Oh God,
that's where the whole tuna thing happened or whatever.
Oh yeah, she was like chicken of the sea or something. Dumb shit.
Yeah, the chicken, whatever. Is it chicken? Or I forget what she said.
It's very rare that you can just see the inner workings of a marriage that's doomed to fail. Mm. Just have it televised.
I wonder who she's with these days. What's up with her?
Do you really wonder? Do you give a fuck about Jessica Simpson? Do you give a fuck about Nick Lachey?
I didn't even know. I definitely don't.
Do you know any 98 Degree songs?
No. I didn't know any then.
But yeah, so that's something that's happening. I guess it really doesn't matter. Apparently, like, in the stadiums, too, for these Super Bowl halftime shows, like, you can't even really hear it that well.
Oh,
it's all, like, made for TV.
I'm sure,
all that shit
is
made for TV. Which is kind of ridiculous. Because I remember somebody, like, last year posting, like, live video from in the stadium for the JT performance, and it was just... Like, they're like, we can't hear anything.
Yeah, I totally believe that. I heard that they have to pay to be, like, you have to pay. If you want to be on the halftime show, you have to pay to be on it.
Wait, like the performer?
Yeah.
Really? That's interesting. Well, that doesn't fucking make sense.
Oh dang, she's married to former tight end Eric Johnson. Drafted in... drafted in the 7th round of the 2001 NFL draft. He went to Yale. Oh my God, he's 6'3", 252 pounds.
Jesus.
Laying it down. He didn't play
very... bang, bang, bang. He didn't play? Yeah, it's shocking.
He played for the 49ers for 5 seasons and then the Saints for 1 season in 2007. He had 2,000 total receiving yards.
Really?
So, you know, he was he's doing his thing.
Did you see that Space Jam 2 got greenlit?
I thought that had been greenlit.
It's been off and on. But
is LeBron still going to be in it?
Oh, yeah, LeBron. It's going to start shooting next offseason.
That's one of those movies.
It's probably going to suck.
It's definitely going to suck. Well, I mean, really, Space Jam wasn't that good. Space Jam's
not good.
Yeah, I know.
I tried to go back and watch it. It's not good.
You can't do that to yourself. It's not good. Nostalgia movies, you can't do.
There's only, like, a select few of those, like, really, like, good kids movies that you can go back and watch. Like Aladdin, you can go back and watch, and that's still entertaining as hell.
Space Jam is right there with GoldenEye 007 for the Nintendo 64. Two things: I will not rewatch Space Jam, and I will not replay GoldenEye 007 because I do not want to ruin what I had.
I replayed GoldenEye 007. It's terrible.
I made my mom rent Space Jam for me like every weekend for like a year one time, to the point where she was just like, "We should just buy this movie because it's stupid." And I watched that movie over and over again, and it can't be that good.
Oh, yeah.
It can't be that good.
What movie do you think, as a child, you, like, were obsessed with and watched the most? Because I have a couple.
How young are we talking?
Just young. I don't know.
I definitely...
talking in generalities here.
I watched Emperor's New Groove about a billion times.
That's a movie that you could watch now and it holds up.
Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, that wasn't... when did that come out?
That's what I'm saying. I was a little old. I was like 12 when that came out, I think. So
I remember I watched the Power Rangers movie on VHS every day for like a year.
Why was he surfing while he was skydiving? Do you remember that?
He had that surfboard. They all like come out and they're playing Red Hot Chili Peppers, like some Red Hot Chili Peppers song, and they're all skydiving out for this thing, but he has a fucking surfboard.
I thought that was so cool.
People do that? No one does that. I was like, yo, that's dumb. Like, growing up, like,
it's fucking stupid.
No one does that. That's not a thing. If anything, that's not a thing that people do.
Yeah, you just ruined your experience. Also, what if you, like, flipped up upside down, your parachute released, and your fucking surfboard's all caught up in there?
It wasn't actually him.
I think it was a snowboard.
It was definitely a snowboard.
Yeah, it couldn't have been a surfboard because it was
yeah. Did you say surfboard?
I think I said surfboard.
No, that shit would not have worked in the air.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool back in the day. But I remember they had the McDonald's toys for the Power Rangers movie with all the like token coin. And then the movies when they became the ninjas or whatever, right? Like that. Oh God.
I don't think. Well, that was that movie.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, they like go. They like. I don't know, like, lose some sort of
ability. I don't really remember it too much.
Zordon's, like, sick.
Zordon's probably sick.
Or something.
They gain some kind of ninja abilities.
They go to, like, some form of, like, desolate island, and then they get, like, those ninja abilities from something.
You're right.
Oh, it was just, like, some hot chick.
I still remember, of course it was.
That, like, came and, like, taught them the way.
I remember that VHS case was, like, this giant plastic box that would open, like a book. Yeah. Like, it was like white plastic. Right.
I'm picturing it clear as day.
Oh, man.
I watched that movie fucking every day.
That was a great movie.
For a good year. It's same with, I did Tiny Toons. Did you ever watch Tiny Toons?
Yes, I watched a lot of Tiny
Toons. They had like this movie that I watched all the fucking time.
Tiny Toons was weird, man.
Weird how like you could do that as a kid. I couldn't imagine watching the same movie. Like,
well, I've seen Fast and the Furious 1,000 times. Jesus, I've also seen the movie Goal, like, 100 times.
Are you serious?
I don't mind rewatching a good movie.
I'm not a big movie rewatcher.
Really?
No.
Well, it depends what
type. I kind of suck with watching movies, too.
Yeah.
Like, the whole idea of it, like, to do it at my house seems daunting.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm, like, bad with watching TV that way, too.
Yeah. That's a reason. No, I mean, yeah, that's true. Like, Fast and Furious came out when I was, like, 12. Like, so.
That's, like, a whole...
Oh, my God. Fast and Furious probably came out the same time Emperor's New Groove did.
When did that come out?
I think, like, 2000. I think, like,
they're still making that shit.
The Emperor's New Groove?
No. Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't count now.
Have you seen all of them?
Yes.
Are you just, like, one of those dedicated... You're just all in on Fast and
Furious. Fast and Furious 8.
They stopped being good.
Fast and Furious 8.
They stopped being good.
Fast and Furious 8 was the first one.
Admit that they stopped being
good. They stopped being good after 4. Fast and Furious 8 was the first one I didn't see in theaters since 2.
Wait, there's 8?
Yeah, 8 came out last year. Jesus. And then the spinoffs are coming out, and they're going to make 10.
Yeah, they're making one with The Rock and Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Which aren't even, like, two of the regular characters.
No.
Don't, like, Vin Diesel and The Rock hate each other?
Yeah, everyone thought that was a joke at first, but they're like, dude...
Doesn't he, like, hate Tyrese?
Yeah, too? And he hates Tyrese.
I remember he came out with the videos, like, fuck Tyrese or whatever. He just came out with a new album.
He was, like, crushing up his album. He's like,
I listened to the first... It was trash. It was trash. Like, just something... That was, like, one of the funniest videos.
Well, I remember everyone was like, oh, the Rock is, like... Or Vin Diesel and The Rock are hyping this fight up, and then Vin Diesel's gonna show up in WWE or whatever, and then it just turned out they didn't like each other. But
Vin Diesel show
Vin Diesel, well, because they thought they were like hyping
isn't
up.
Motherfucker, like 50.
Dude,
something?
Vin Diesel's done some suspect stuff. Have you seen that video he did on YouTube of him dancing to and singing to Beyonce? It's so serious.
No, but have you seen that video of him singing "Oh Happy Day" with a choir?
No.
Oh my God! It is the funniest shit. He thinks he can sing.
He does think terrible. He can sing. That's the same thing in that Beyonce. Trash. Too. All right. Oh God, man. I don't know what is up with that.
It's oh my God. Everybody do yourself a favor. Google Vin Diesel singing "Oh Happy Day." You will enjoy it.
And then watch him dance.
You will enjoy it more than Fast and Furious 8.
He's always rocking sunglasses on the inside too. And that's just not okay. Yeah.
Maybe he's like on drugs.
He's self-conscious.
Of what?
I don't know.
How short he is? I don't think sunglasses help. Isn't he like 5'4"?
He can't be that tall. I remember I used to think Vin Diesel was jacked, and then in Fast and Furious 5, The Rock joined the crew, and then he was all like, fucking huge. I was like, whoa.
He's got a few more muscles than Vin Diesel does.
Hold on a second.
That's hilarious.
But Tyrese, I think, had a breakdown for a minute, and I think he was shitting on The Rock. Oh, he was shitting
Tyrese
on
Tyrese did have a breakdown. I remember there was some fucking YouTube video of him coming out saying how he, like, loaned some people money and, like, all this shit, and people were just like, yo.
Yeah. I mean,
mental health is not a thing to joke about, especially nowadays. Like,
it's not.
I get it. But, I mean, that motherfucker's crazy. That shit.
There was something going on there. I mean, the only really thing he has is Fast and Furious.
Tyrese?
Yeah.
He was in off Baby Boy.
He was in, and Four Brothers, or whatever, with Marky Mark. Right. And he was in the Britney Spears video. Saw that.
Really?
Yeah, Toxic, that song.
Ooh, yo. When that Toxic music video came out, I was like a teen, like young teens, and I remember just watching MTV in the morning, like before going to school, just like waiting for that Toxic music video to come on. I was so into it.
Every kid was. We were probably all doing the same
thing.
So
hot.
Yeah. She was also just naked in the video.
Basically.
Yeah. No, she was. She had like a diamond suit on or something.
Oh my God. I'm going to Google that. That was fire.
The good old days when MTV actually played music videos.
Yeah, now they
and
bought,
that was when they were phasing it out.
Now MTV bought Palladia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's MTV Live, and it's trash. It's a trash TV station now.
Network. Well, yeah, but they just play like they have like content now, right? It's like shows.
No, they still like do it, but it's all like MTV stuff, and they don't play as many good like concerts as they used to, and like, festivals and stuff. They just play like
You mean Palladia's trash now?
Well, yeah, because it's not Palladia anymore.
Yeah,
it's called MTV Live.
Oh, I see. I was thinking you meant MTV went more
like,
trash.
They fucking ruin everything.
I forgot about that. Because they used to actually they would play some.
I wish
concerts.
I had. I kind of semi wish I had MTV because I liked Dating Naked, great show. Mm-hmm. Well, that might be VH1. I don't get either of them. Dating Naked was great. Are You the One's great. Is Real World still going on? Because I fucks with the Real World as well.
I don't know if Real World is
also
still going.
Alabama Shore.
I never saw that.
Or Florabama Shore.
See, I liked watching the VH1 shows. Like, I liked Tattoo New York. That was like an awesome show. Love and Hip Hop was great. I think both.
You watch shows. Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, absolutely.
Who are you? What? Do you watch Basketball Wives, dude?
Watch a little bit of Basketball Wives.
Get the fuck out of here. That's hilarious.
Tattoo New York was my favorite one, though. But then...
this is, like, recent. These shows are still on.
No, no, but the first season... I think it was the first or second season of Tattoo New York. They, like, all... half of them went to jail. One dude, like, had a bunch of child support or something. And then they had, like, new people, and I didn't want to watch it anymore. I don't like when they switch up casts.
Casts of your reality shows that
aren't... It's a cast. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, obviously, but, well, I don't have any other shit I want to talk about this week, do you?
No, I guess not. Tomorrow's my birthday, I'm excited about it. I'm getting my Starbucks
drink. Tomorrow is your birthday, you're getting your Starbucks stuff, are you going to do anything fun for your birthday?
No, probably not on the actual day.
Want to go to strip club?
Of my B-day.
Let's go. I don't have any plans tomorrow.
I don't really want to go to the strip club.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's what everybody says till they get to the strip club.
Nah.
All right. Be financially prudent. Make smart moves.
Well, it's my birthday, so I'd hope other people would pay for me.
I get you a dance. Let's go.
No, I don't want to.
All right.
It depends if there's some kind of, like, featured person there or something.
like who? Nah, whatever. We don't have to get into
apparently
it.
That's, like, the new thing for porn stars now. They all, like, a bunch of them stopped doing porn, and they just...
It's not new. They've been doing that. There's, like, people going through the Gold Club, like all the fucking time. And Hustler Club and shit.
Yeah, so that's...
Stormy Daniels was, like... did a tour after all the shit came
out. Oh, really?
Yeah, she was like Gold Club.
They must be able to make a bunch of money from doing that, because they're not going to do it unless it's, you know, worth it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a live appearance.
But, interesting. Anyway, right. I don't want to go.
All right.
I'm going to drink my coffee.
Fine. Drink your coffee. Get your scoop of Baskin Robbins.
Yep.
You might be able to get free donut.
I feel like I would have had to have signed up for that before my birthday.
I don't think so. You could just go in and get a scoop, bro. It's not like fucking Starbucks. They're not all uppity and snooty.
Starbucks not uppity. They have an unlimited... I can literally get any drink I want. I'm going to get like a $14 drink tomorrow just because I can. And I probably won't even drink
it. Just dump it. Just stand out. Just go outside the window and just look at the barista and pour it out.
Stare it out.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you again for sticking with us this week. We really appreciate the Threat Lads podcast. Find us at... Thread Lads on Instagram, at Lads Thread on Twitter. Tell all your friends and family.